So she said, well, now, what road will I take to go to Greenville? I said, you see, Yana, why you made that turn, that intersection, to come this way? She said, yeah. You get back there, the standard road till you get to a bunch of trailer house. And you're going to see a black type turning left at the black type. Then whole 14 all the way in Greenville. What do you reckon happened here last year? What? I left from here to go to Mile in the first part. It's coming down.
Yeah.
I got bugged at school with a white lady from Florida and had a puncture. And she drove plumb over in the, next to the ditch off the road. And she just standing there like laying up against a car. So before I got there, I saw she must have had trouble. I turned and got right, come in right to her. I tell you what happened there. I said, can I help you any? She said, you know what done happened to me? I said, what? She said, I had punctures. And that tire, she must have been driving so fast. The tire raveled out what was on there.
Yeah.
I said, do you have a spare? She said, yeah, but I can't. I've worked myself down here with this jack I'm got, and I can't. I said, let me see. She had put it in the trunk, give up. I said, let me see. I said, I know how to work it. So I took that old tire off and put it in the trunk. This here rich man who got the land out here in front of my door. I had to tighten it loose. We need you behind me. He just right up behind me. He said, Donnie, you about got it fixed? I said, yes, sir. I done. This woman had some trouble. So he said, he looked at the tire. He said, he wore it out, didn't she? I said, sure, did she stand there? He said, where you live? He said, Florida. Said, do you have another, you don't have no extra spare now? She said, no, sir. Said, why don't you go back and go to Rolling Fork? Instead of going by a mile, go back at the Rolling Fork and you get to that service, then you could buy your tire. And you hit 61. She said, I don't have the money. It wouldn't do me any good because I don't have the money. He said, it'd be mighty dangerous. Then you going to Florida tonight? She said, yes, sir. He said, you had that again, then you'd be in enough trouble. What you think he did? That's what I say about white people. I tell my fellow the same thing. He said, look, he written a check. He knew the government, and I knew him too. Written a check.
The government?
Yeah. He told him, Mr. So you take, don't go by a mile. Go back here to the Gulf station and tell him, get you a tie, that'd make you have a spare. And when you get home, send me my money back. Because it's dangerous you from here to Florida. So I was coming from Glen Island a month after that. He drove behind me. I had a puncture, but I had mine took care when he drove behind me. He said, Donnie, you make my gut. I said, yeah, I had a puncture, but I got to put my spare on. I said, let me ask you something here. A year ago, when you come behind me and that white lady, he said, yeah. I said, remember that, don't you? He said, yeah, Mr. Bill. I said, look, did she ever, you told her to send you your money back when she get home? And he said, yeah. I said, she ever send you any son up until the day? I said, that'd been one debt I sure would have paid. He said, ah, she haven't sent it yet. And that's done a year ago. Now we didn't treat him right, did it?
No, man, that's a good story, though.
Sure is. He told me, he said, Donnie, I ain't, the woman never sent it. He told us, now you send me my money, I'm gonna get you a tie. So you put on that, you paid for it and paid the price that put it on. I think he charged $2 to put it. Look, the bill, he's a nice guy. He's about